The time is now 25 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas. We're into the last half hour of our program. Always an interesting time because we speak to different people every day. And today, it's my pleasure and privilege to speak to Sister Chifiwa. No, it's Chifiwa. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your surname. Munjeji. Is that right?
Yes, it's close.
It's close, eh? Yes, indeed. How are you, Chifiwa?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Wonderful, thank you. Are you in full swing there for the celebration of Blessed Benedict Daswa?
Yes, we are very busy. I was on my way to Weli and Shitanini.
Okay, all right. Well, let me tell people, first of all, that you are the promoter of the cause of Blessed Benedict Daswa. It used to be Sister Claudette.
Sister Claudette.
Claudette, and she's gone back to Australia now. And so,
yes.
So the ball is in your hands.
Yes.
And the wonderful thing is that you're also a Dominican like me.
Yes, I am.
There we go. Chifiwa, listen, I think Khanya will soon be on his way to Zanin. So we'll be meeting with him shortly. And,
yes.
Well, tell us what's happening. It's the Feast of Blessed Benedict Daswa tomorrow. So tell us what's happening. What can people expect?
Today, what's going to happen is that the first part will be interviews, which will be done by Khanya and his team,
yes,
to the people who have known Blessed Daswa.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have worked with them. Some of them have lived with them. Some of them were his past pupils, and some of them were his church members.
Right.
And then from 4 to 6, there would be prayers in Cheyandima. There would also be time for reconciliation and time just to reflect and about life of Blessed Daswa and also life in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, that's when there's going to be then a lot of things happening. Tomorrow in the morning from 7 to 9, there would be veneration of the relics, and then praying the rosary and also prayers of intercessions for the laity, and then mass from 9 to 11. And then after mass is also followed by veneration of the relics from 11 to 12. And that would then be followed by lunch.
All right. And then that's the end.
Yes, that's the end of this weekend.
Now tell me,
of this,
how many thousands of people are you expecting now?
It's not thousands because it's basically a parish event, you know, the Toyando parish,
yes,
where Blessed Daswa came from. However, it's open to anybody from the diocese can also come, and also people from outside the diocese who want to come and celebrate here, they are also welcome. So it's because it's a working day, those who are working need to get permission from work, and then there were letters drafted for those people to take to their employers to ask for leave, especially tomorrow.
Right.
But it won't be a lot of thousands because I was asking the parish priest here yesterday, how many Catholics are in this parish of Sibasa?
Yes.
And he said, registered, there are about 2,000, which means those who are really practicing are less than that number.
Okay. All right. Mm. Okay, so you'll be expecting several hundred people then, I suppose.
Yes, yes.
Is the cause of Blessed Benedict Daswa making progress?
It's a yes and no.
Right.
It's making progress because a lot of people are getting interested in him and the life he has led, and quite a lot of them are laity, and some are religious people who hear his story and they want to share it with other people. Like a few months ago, I had a priest from Zambia who knew about Blessed Daswa when he was in South Africa. So he wanted material to introduce him to the people in the parish where he's working in Zambia, especially as we're going towards his fifth day on the 1st of February.
Right.
And then also last year, the diocese did a drive to raise funds so that we can start building the shrine at Chitanini, the initial phase, which is the reception area, so that it can really start functioning as it should. And that went very well. And the aim was that if the diocese can raise funds, then it's easy for us to ask, because then we can say we have started, we have got this much. Mm. And then the other thing too is that we are also busy getting the papers so that we can get the title deeds of the shrine, and that is also in progress. And it's going well. We just hope that hopefully sooner this year we will get everything done so that we can really start with the foundation and everything. Okay. And then I said no, because there's still a lot to be done to just make him known, so that people like teachers, people like family people, people like youth might know his story more. And then use him as their mentor in the way they lead their lives, because he died, he was stoned to death because he didn't want to give up what he believes in and what he was genuinely committed to, which is the life of Christ, instead of mixing it with all the other traditional belief system, etc.
Is it in any way can you determine where he is best known? I mean, I'm sure he's best known in the Tzaneen diocese, but what about in other parts of the country?
It's hard for me to know, because I would say he's known in the diocese of Tzaneen, especially in the parish of Sibasa, which is the parish where he came from, where he is really best known there. And then in the diocese of Tzaneen, some parts is known, some parts is not that known. However, from the contacts that I get, I think I find that people outside of South Africa seem to be more interested. Or maybe it could be that people from outside of South Africa are more connected into the internet, and therefore when they Google, they read about him and then they get in touch with us. Okay. Because like I've got lots of requests for relics from people in Manila, people in South America, people in North America, people in Europe. And I hardly ever get any of those requests from Africa, the continent, or not to see the Diocese of Tzaneen or South Africa. So it's hard for me to say where it's best known. Okay. I would just say people internationally seem to be more interested in reading his story. And when they read his story, they want to know more, because a lot of them say, you know, we work with lay people, and this is a layman, a married man.
Right.
And he is the man we can use as an example.
When we are talking
to people, or when we are sharing with people.
Mm. Sister Chifuma, tell me, is there a lot of material available?
That's the problem. The material that we have at the moment are the novenas, which we have them on our website, and they are translated into quite a lot of the South African languages. They're also translated into Portuguese, French, I think Spanish, I'm not sure, I would have to check. And then the novenas, the prayer for request for favors, and also the prayer for canonization.
Right.
Those are the things that we really have. But at the moment, we are now going to start introducing other things. We also have a play that a youth can perform that's written in English.
All right.
Okay. And then the other materials for the relics, etc., I mean, the other materials of promoting him, those are the things that we are working on them.
Right.
To really start promote, to really start producing them, so that we can promote him more and more in these like pamphlets, posters, all these things. We are just in the process.
Tell me, are you getting reports of miracles, alleged miracles and that sort of thing?
There are some people who have shared with us some of the favors they have received.
Right.
But especially the favors, like, for example, people who have been looking for work.
Yeah.
And then they ask him to intercede for them.
Yeah.
And then we have had a few of those people who have said they have got work because of asking him to intercede for them.
Mm.
And then we have also had some other people who either they were asking for partners or they were asking for a child, and then or a family member was not well, and then they asked him to intercede for them, and the person got better again. So we have got quite a lot of this report. However, I am aware that there are some people who have received favors through asking for to intercede for them who have not informed us.
All right, okay. But of course, for canonization, you're going to have a proven miracle, huh?
Yes, yes. We need to have a proven miracle where let's say if it's a healing, then doctors need to be involved, and the healing that the person has received needs to have stayed, the person needs to have remained healed for a long time. It can't just be for a week and then they revert back to their situation.
Well, we better ask Benedict Daswa to put in a word for me too.
I'm going there. I will ask him specially for you.
But I don't want to be healed just for 1 week. I want it permanently.
but remember, he can only just intercede. It's all in God's hands.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Yeah, because we always have to say, if God wills it.
If God wills it, exactly, yes. Mm. Chibiwa, do you get a lot of support from your bishop and people like that?
Yes, I must say the bishop, the priest, etc., they are really very supportive. The only thing is that I still need to really get into the job and really go out there and encourage more priests to share his life story with the people of their parishes,
right,
to really get involved in talking about him as a model where people can emulate his life story in their own way, because each one of us, God has gifted us with the gifts that we can use in responding to the call that God gives us,
right,
so that each one can respond in the way that God is calling them. The same way that Benedict Daswa was faced with his situation and he responded the way he believed God was calling him to.
Yes, okay, all right. Now, listen, anything more you want to share with us about Benedict, Blessed Benedict?
I think what I really want to share, especially now as we come to his feast on the 1st of February, that his actual date of death was the 2nd of February when he was stoned to death. That we as Christians, we as Catholics, remain committed to our faith, to be examples at work, where if I'm employed, I really do what I'm employed to do consciously, and I'm aware that the more I serve, the more I'm also serving God. Because if we look at Benedict's life, he didn't just work as principal only just in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
He also helped the youth, the people in his school, if they didn't have money to pay, he employed them in his garden so that they can at least know the value of earning money and then being able to buy their own school books, etc. And some people didn't have food and we had Operation Hunger during those times, he introduced school feeding in his school so that those children who didn't have anything to eat at home at least would have one meal at home. And he encouraged the teachers to do their work, which was to be educators and to be really conscientious in the work that they're doing and take real interest in the youth they were serving, so that they are not just helping them in the classroom, but they're helping them to become future responsible adults. And he also talked to quite a lot of youth in what they were doing. If he saw that even their life outside is not helping them, he would call them and talk to them in private in order to really help them.
Right.
So they can really grow in maturity and become true responsible adults in the works that they're doing.
Mm. Okay, well, Chipio, it's been lovely talking to you again. And I wish you lots of strength with the work that you're doing, because it's really pioneering work. Nobody's done this kind of work in South Africa. And I really hope that you go from strength to strength. And I hope that tomorrow is going to be, and even today is going to be a wonderful, wonderful celebration of Blessed Benedict Aswa.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all the listeners. And please continue asking for intercession from Benedict Dasa so that we can reach the next phase of canonization.
That's right.
May God bless you all.
Can we give your phone number if anybody wants to know more about Benedict Dasa?
Yes. You can give them my phone number. You can also give them my email address. Can I give it to
please
you?
Please go ahead. Give it, yes.
Yeah. The email address is Ben Dasa at mweb.co.za.
Okay, that's easy enough. Ben Dasa at mweb.co.za.
Yes.
Right. And your phone number is?
Oh, my phone number, I have to give it to you.
I'll give it to you because we phoned you on that. 076-570-8843.
Yes.
076-570-8843. And it's Sister Chiviwa.
It's 570 of 507. Let me just check it.
No, it's fine. I'm reading. We must have got you on this number. 076-570-8843.
Yes.
Okay. Chiviwa,
Sister
Chiviwa, thank you so much indeed. And as we say in your part of the world, Doribuwe. Okay, God bless you. Thank you so much for talking to us. Bye now. That was Sister Chiviwa, a Dominican sister who's heading the cause of Blessed Benedict Dasa in the Diocese of Dzanin.